Nilqakom ma' seba' program fis-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. Program ta' tfittxija. Program ta' skoperta. Program li fih insibu affarijiet li konna nafu bihom, ma konniex nafu bihom, jew konna naħsbu li nafu li huma mod, u fil-proċess forsi nintebħu li huma wkoll mod ieħor. Jena l-programm jor f-sensila ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici fl-imkien miħaj, Tony Sant. Għawnek għet n-prezentaw farijiet illi għandhom xaqsbu mal-enċiklopediji. Però minħabba li għedin f-seklu 21 u issa għitħalna f-tindi disċenju ta' dan is-seklu, l-enċiklopedija principali hija il-Wikipedia. Il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online u mibnija fu ħames prinċipji bażiċi. Dawn huma magħrufa bħala il-ħames kolonni li fuqhom hija mibnija il-Wikipedia. L-ewwel, il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija. It-tieni, il-Wikipedia tħaddan perspettiva neutrali. It-tielet, il-Wikipedia hija ħielsa u b'xejn. Ir-raba, l-edituri tal-Wikipedia għandhom jirrispettaw li xurxin u jikkomunikaw dejjem b'mod dinjetuż. Il-ħames, il-Wikipedia m'għandhiex ħafna regoli fissi. Apparti hekk, tajjeb ukoll li ngħidu illi il-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija online miktuba b'madwar 300 lingwa, inkluż il-Malti. Il-verżjonijiet tal-Wikipedia b'lingwi varji mhux kollha huma żviluppati indaqs. Lingwi kbar għadhom ferm aktar tarif fihom minn dawk b'lingwi illi mhux mitkellma jew kellha mhux miktuba minn daqs tan-nies madwar id-dinja. Dan huwa il-każ tal-Malti s'intendi. It-tema tiegħi hija li permezz ta' din is-sensiela tal-programm ta' vjaġġi enċiklopedici, il-Wikipedija bil-Malti tkompli tittejjen. Din biċċa xogħol illi trid issir b'mod kollaborattiv. Int li qed tisma' lili nitkellem bħalissa, tista' tikkontribwixxi għat-titjib tal-Wikipedija sew bil-Malti kif ukoll b'lingwi oħra li taf jew jinteressawk. Tajjeb li ngħidilkom x'għandna preparat fil-programm tal-lum. Il-programm tal-lum huwa maqsum fit-tnejn. Fl-ewwel parti jiena se nkun qiegħed inlaqgħakom ma' xi ħadd illi qiegħed jgħinni fil-vjaġġ enċiklopediku tiegħi. Xi ħadd illi jew storikament jew inkella attwalment jew forsi anke il-qudiem għeni jew qed jgħinni jew se jkun qed jgħinni biex nimraħ f'din id-dinja enċiklopedika. Xi drabi dawn se jkunu nies li nafu, drabi oħra se jkunu nies li għadni għażilqajt magħhom. Tistanka tkun int kif jgħidu. Imma ħafna drabi daw se jkunu nies li b'xi mod jew ieħor huma attivi jew f'din il-tfittxija personali tiegħi jew inkella fid-dinja enċiklopedika b'xi mod jew ieħor b'mod partikolari kif din torbot mal-Wikipedia. Fit-tieni parti mbagħad nagħmlu tfittxija partikolari illi b'xi mod jew ieħor torbot ma' dak illi niltaqgħu miegħu fl-ewwel parti. vjaġġi enċiklopediċi, edin niltaqgħu ma' tipi ta' nies differenti li jakkumpanjawni f'dawn il-vjaġġi tiegħi. Issa għajn hemm sew ma' nies illi kont nafu sew qabel ma qatt missejt ma' dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi, oħrajn illi terraq diġà f'dawn il-vjaġġi magħhom imma forsi mhux fil-kuntest ta' din is-sensiela. U fl-istess waqt ukoll qegħdin anke nibdew niltaqgħu ma' tipi ta' nies differenti minn xulxin. Illum b'mod partikolari naħseb li san introduċi kategorija oħra ta' mistednin. Mistednin illi ma jitħattux bil-Malti. Però b'xi mod jew ieħor jew għandhom xi rabta ma' Malta u dak li huwa Malti. Jew inkella għandhom xi rabta mad-dinja tal-Wikipedia. U x'inhu sew jekk waħda u sew jekk l-oħra, il-konnessjoni hija waħda enċiklopedika. Il-mistieden tal-lum huwa Davide Denti. Lil Davide itqajt miegħu biss ftit ta' xurilu, propju waqt li kulħadd kien magħluq ġewwa minħabba il-pandemija. U flimkien ħdimna fuq aspetti tar-rebbiegħa CEE, ġifieri ta' Central and Eastern Europe, il-pajjiżi tal-Vant u ċentru ta' l-Ewropa. Dina kellna ċans diġà nitkellmu dwarha daqsxejn f'din is-sensiela, imma llum sa nisimgħu anke aktar dwarha. Però lil Davide kont nafu mill-bogħod. Bħala wieħed mid-diversi edituri u kontributuri illi għandha il-Wikipedia b'lingwi oħra apparti l-Malti. Din il-kategorija ta' mistednin naħseb illi nistgħu niġbruha f'dak li jissejjaħ il-moviment tal-Wikimedia. Jekk issegu din is-sensiela f'puntati oħra, tafu illi għamilna distinzjoni bejn dik li hija il-Wikipedia, jiġifieri l-enċiklopedija, illi fost affarijiet oħra tina il-Wikipedia bil-Malti, il-Wikipedia bl-Ingliż u madwar 300 lingwa oħra, imma wkoll hemm il-Fondazzjoni Wikimedia, illi hija l-organizzazzjoni illi tħaddem dan kollu u tħaddan dan kollu fiha illi inkluż ukoll numru ta' organizzazzjonijiet madwar id-dinja bħalma pereżempju f'Malta għandna il-Wikimedia Community Malta. Il-moviment globali tal-Wikimedia huwa xi ħaġa allura illi nixtieq lil Davide jitkellem dwaru biex anke jintroduċi dak illi se nitħattu dwaru flimkien u jien fil-ftit minuti.
The Wikipedia Global Movement is a community of people who have a certain similarity in ways to approach the virtual world and the concept of encyclopedia, and who can recognize each other even across the borders and across languages and across interests and professions, life experiences, gender, whatever else. So, indeed, I started my Wikipedian experiences in Italian language, as I was telling you, also in the English one. I worked as a Wikipedian in residence, mainly working in the English language. Then for personal reasons, I started also working in French language. And then I got interested in Malta over time. And this year with the global contest of the Central Eastern Europe, say, spring, I got involved in the group of the Wikimedia Community Malta. And I found it very friendly with you, Tony, and Neville, and others. And I thought that I could give my contribution, and I was very welcomed by you and others, I have to say. So I could see in you and in in the relations with the community in Malta, the same kind of principles and same kind of behavior and attitude that is there in the Wikimedia and Wikipedia global movement. The interest for the freedom of knowledge, the interest for having a product, an initiative, the Wikipedia in Maltese language, which is of quality, which is neutral, and which is able for which is a resource accessible to everyone. And then also I find very interesting the Maltese Wikimedia community, if you want, another of the five pillars of Wikipedia that I was quoting now, which is the fact that indeed there is no firm rule. There is a space for initiative. And this is, I think, very important to bring forward the entrepreneurial side of each person and the interest of each person. Then the challenge is how to aggregate all this interest in a way which is conducive to the growth of the English language and the Maltese language and the Italian language Wikipedia. And each community has its own procedures, ways, history, traditions, etc. But within a global ethos, if we want to call it like that.
Matul is-snin jiena stess kelli diversi opportunitajiet biex n-esperienza direttament dan li għadu kemm iddeskriva hawnhekk. Davide, dan il-mod kif wieħed iġipruħu. Huwa xi ħaġa illi il-Wikipedisti jew il-Wikimediani jew seħulhom li tridu, nies li għandhom x'jaqsbu mal-Wikipedia u mal-Wikimedia madwar id-dinja, jafu lil xurxin. L-istess bħalma jarfu li l-xurxin nies li għandhom najdu aħna twemmin politiku simili jew nkella twemmin religjus simili. Imma marriċ nid-dramatizza żejjed, anzi, tajjeb il-impoġġu dan li qegħdin najdu hawnhekk f'kuntest partikolari ħafna. U hawnhekk nixtieq nintroduċi kunċett ieħor illi nittama li anka jkollna ċans anka nelaboraw aktar dwaru f'puntati oħra tal-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi il-qudiem. U dan huwa l-idea ta' dak li jissejjaħ Wikipedian in Residence, jew inkella Wikimedian in Residence. Jiena biex niftehmu, sana sejjaħlu Wikipedian in Residence, għax għalkemm hemm diversi affarijiet oħra illi min ikun f'dan ir-rwol jagħmel. Ma ħafna drabi dawn l-affarijiet dejjem tajjeb jew ħażin iduru madwar il-Wikipedia. Davide propju għandu l-esperjenza ta' din il-ħaġa u saħalli lilu jirrakkonta sew dwar x'inhuwa dan it-tip ta' din it-tip ta' attività il-Wikipedia in Residence, kif ukoll dwar l-esperjenza personali tiegħu f'dan il-qasam.
Yeah, Wikipedia in Residence is an editor, an expert, a person who knows how to edit Wikipedia. Doesn't need to be, there is no degree in Wikipedianism if you want, so it doesn't need to have a particular backing, save for being known as a member of a community who knows his ways, and who works together with an institution, which can be a museum, a research institute, a university, an art gallery, to bring the two together, the digital and the real world. And in this way, one institution can make itself known and bring its own richness closer to the general public at one click distance from any person. And on the other hand, indeed, the encyclopedia, Wikipedia, improves because of this additional richness. And this is a way to also bridge a bit of a gap which can exist between online initiatives or online encyclopedias like Wikipedia and what are maybe historical institutions and big research institutes, etc., who might not be either interested or have the starting knowledge to get in there, while having a huge collection and richness of information that can then put to the general public. My case was a bit particular, but I can speak about it in a moment. But in general, for instance, GLAM initiatives, so Wikipedia in Residence, can be with museums or other institutions in which a certain iconographical heritage is preserved, and this heritage, which is today in public domain because the copyright has expired, can then be scanned and put online via Wiki Commons and via other projects of the Wikimedia family, Wikisource, so that it becomes global heritage. So for what concerns my personal case, I was a Wikipedian in residence in a think tank and a media hub, which is, I think it was the first case of kind for Wikimedia Italy. Previous Wikipedians in residence were with the European Library of Milan and other kind of institutions. But also these Wikipedian residence had a specific topic and object, which was to improve the availability of information online on freedom of the press and freedom of the media in Central Eastern Europe. This was a project financed by the European Parliament called the European Center for Press and Media Freedom, ECPMF, it exists. And within this project, indeed, there was this initiative of doing this information sharing via Wikipedia. So one of the my main task was to create and update articles on Wikipedia on the state of the media and of press freedom in all the countries which are either inside or outside the Union in Central and Eastern Europe. And I did this for 6 months, being based within a media hub, a think tank, which has a specific expertise on this topic and on this area, which is the Osservatorio Balcani Caucaso. It's based in Rovereto, today in Trento, in the north of Italy, and it has today 20, 25 years of expertise on these very topics. So, indeed, I could, through them, access and know a certain number of sources on press and media freedom and translate them into Wikipedia articles. So if you today look at an article about freedom of the press in Azerbaijan, or censorship in Hungary, or media ownership in Slovakia, those are articles which are either I have created or I've edited, and then others after me have continued editing, because the project has continued after me. There have been other Wikipedia residents, and also there was training exercise. So today, the personnel, the colleagues of the Observatorio Balcani Caucaso Trans-Europa, they know how to edit Wikipedia and they do it themselves.
Allora nistgħu ngħidu li l-opportunità li organizzazzjoni kollha fiħdana dan il-Wikipedian in Residence hija xi ħaġa li toffri opportunità ta' skambju ta' ideat.
It's a possibility also for the Wikimedia movement to gain access to a certain number of institutions and for institutions to gain capacities, knowledge and expertise to move and to act themselves by themselves on the Wikimedia world without then a need for further in residence periods. Then of course it depends on the interest and et cetera, but I think it's a very interesting way of building trust. Sometimes the main issue that is there and that prevents institutions from engaging with the Wikimedia world is the idea that, you know, these things online, that everything can change and that things are out there without copyright. It's a bit outside the normal parameters of academia and of how cultural institutions work. So creating trust by getting to know each other via a period of Wikimedia in residence can be a great way for any institution to understand what they can or cannot, or what is possible to build in the future by themselves or in cooperation with others.
Dan is-suġġett tal-Wikipedia in residence ċertament nerġgħu niġlu għalih f'din is-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi. Imma hawnhekk nixtieq nieħu spunt essenzjali ieħor naħseb. L-ewwel ħaġa il-fatt li llum għall-ewwel darba f'dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi qegħdin nitħattu ma' xi ħadd mhux bil-Malti. U din hija xi ħaġa li spiss nesperjenzawa fil-ħajja tagħna ta' kuljum meta nitħattu mhux biss bil-Malti manka b'lingwi oħra. U torbot ma' kunċett ta' mistoqsija kruċjali. fejn titħol il-Wikipedia, jiġifieri l-Wikipedia bil-Malti. Dina tmur lura għal mistoqsija illi wieħed mill-kofundaturi tal-Wikipedia staqsa f'Awwissu ta' l-2007. Qed nirreferi hawnhekk għal Jimmy Wales li probabbilment min għad segwa l-istorja tal-Wikipedia jaraf dan l-isem bħala wieħed mill-kofundaturi illi l-aktar semmew tal-Wikipedia. U sanaqralkom dan il-punt min għandu propju dwar din il-kwistjoni tal-lingwa illi xtaqt illi inħarsu ftit leha illum anke bħala introduzzjoni biex ngħidu hekk għal mistednin oħra f'dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopedici illi l-lingwa prinċipjali tagħhom mhijiex il-Malti. Certainly within Wikipedia right now, we are seeing some fairly successful projects in small European languages. Hawnhekk nfakkarkom illi qed naqralkom xi ħaġa li nkitbet f'Awwissu ta' l-2007. You don't really need a Welsh language Wikipedia, perhaps. The number of people who speak Welsh, who don't also speak English, is very small and getting smaller every year. So why do we have a Welsh Wikipedia? Well, people wanted it, so they're making it. And language preservation is the main motive. It is their mother tongue, and they want to keep it alive, keep its literature alive. Certainly some of the larger small languages like Basque and Catalan have very successful projects. I definitely see that preserving parts of your language and culture through collaborative projects makes a lot of sense. U m'għandix dubju illi għasandi għalfejn nittraduċi dan li għadni kemm rajt, għalfant illi naħseb illi hija assunzjoni sigura ħafna illi wieħed jista' jagħmel illi kull min jaf jikteb bil-Malti, u b'mod partikolari kull min jaf jikteb bil-Malti tajjeb, jaf tal-anqas lingwa oħra illi 99% biex ma ngħidx 100% ħafna drabi taf tkun ukoll l-Ingliż. L-istess argument li hemm dwar il-Welsh hawnhekk ippreżentat minn Jimmy Wales. Imma flokin kompli għaddej dwar għajjendina x'hawnhekk wara kollox qegħdin niltaqgħu ma' Davide Denti, xtaqt illi nistieħen lilu illi jindirizza propju din il-mistoqsija.
It's a matter of choice, no? I think it's an important part of Maltese culture and Maltese identity to have and to bring forward its own language. And I know that a lot of people are scared or concerned about the future of the Maltese language, and they think that it's going to be taken over by English and it will be replaced by English. I'm not pessimistic at all, because I see Maltese having survived 1,000 years and being today a very specific language, a very own language, and having included a lot of things and having evolved a lot via contact with English, French, Italian, etc., getting to what is today. As a language, you can express anything in that language. So, of course, you can have Maltese poetry, you can have a book of arithmetics in Maltese language, so why shouldn't you have an encyclopedia? I think this is about making and creating and bringing forward the national culture and identity. There is no reason why that should not be. Of course, it will never be like English language Wikipedia, and it doesn't need to. As you said, 95% of the people probably can access and will access the English language Wikipedia. But they should also know that they can find other information in Maltese language as well. I think that's this is part of the reason why somebody at some point decided that it was worth starting a Maltese language Wikipedia, and why it makes sense to get forward even today.
Dwar dan is-suġġett kellna ċans nitkellmu anke fit-tul f'puntata preċedenti tal-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi meta ltqajna ma' Mark Vella. Tistgħu anke tmorru lura u tfittxuha din għall-fatt li dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi qegħdin ukoll tistgħu ssibuhom issa permezz tal-internet u mhux biss bħala xandiriet fuq ir-radju meta joħorġu oriġinarjament. Hawnhekk tajjeb illi nenfasizzaw illi ma nixtieqx illi noqgħod nitkellem biss dwar il-lingwa bħala l-ħaġa importanti illi twassalna biex inħarsu lejn il-Wikipedia bħala xi ħaġa sinifikanti f'ħajjitna. Hemm elementi oħra u Davide nnifsu bħala l-mistident tagħna llum hija f'pożizzjoni anke biex ikellimna dwar din il-ħaġa.
Having a Maltese language Wikipedia is an important way of preserving the national culture. I think that the Wikimedia Foundation also offers another very interesting instrument, which is Wikimedia Commons. And that's one online world repository of public domain iconographical material. And that's one repository which is unique, if you want. It's out there, it's single, it's editable by anybody. And we can put and we can use it to preserve all the iconographical material, which, if not, risks to end up fragmented in different ways, accessible a bit here, a bit there, but without really being at one click of distance from anybody. And this has become lately a bit of my hobby, to work especially on Wiki Commons. And I've looked in particular to the heritage of the first photographers who have worked in Malta, and I've reconstructed, if you want, or at least brought on Wiki Commons a good part of their iconographic production. I'm thinking of Salvatore Lorenzo Cassar, or Michele Farrugia in Gozo, or Richard Ellis. Giorgio Sommer also, he was a Malta at some point. These are photographers of the late 19th century or early 20th century, so the copyright on their works has expired, and their works are a bit here and there. Also, public institutions in Malta sometimes publish their, use their pictures, but the good thing about Wiki Commons is that it's also for, its licenses are also open to commercial use. And especially for material which is in public domain, anything is open to reuse, both for commercial and non-commercial videos. So I think that it would be a great resource also for many institutions in Malta who today hold this kind of iconographical material to make sure that it can be immediately accessible to all the Maltese in Malta and beyond, and all the persons who are generally interested in Malta, whether they are Maltese or not.
Wissa li smajna dawn kollu anka dwar il-Wikimedia Commons, il-Wikimedia Commons nerġgħu nitkellmu sew dwaru f'dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi għal-fatt li jorbot ma tant affarijiet sbieħ. Diġa semmejnieh meta kellna anka xi taħdit dwar il-Wiki Loves Monuments, imma nerġgħu nixu għalih. Kont qed ngħid illi issa illi smajna dawn l-affarijiet tant sbieħ interessanti mingħand Davide. Kon ennajtu koll li tkun ħaġa sew li kiku intom bħala is-semmiħ ta' dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi, issiru tafu lil Davide x'inaqra aħjar. U x'inaqra aħjar mhux billi nitkellmu dwar affarijiet personali jew dwar affarijiet li m'għandhomx jasmu dwar l-enċiklopediji. Imma billi nagħmlu ma' Davide xi ħaġa simili li għamilna ma' l-biċċa l-kbira jekk mhux kollha, il-biċċa l-kbira tal-mistednin illi kellna sissa. F'din is-sensiela. Unek qed nirreferi għal mistoqsijiet illi jorbtu ma' kif l-enċiklopediji jidħlu f'ħajjitna, x'nagħmlu bihom meta nkunu għadna feta tal-iskola, kif nibdew ninteressaw ruħna.
Well, in fact, I mean, I don't recall so many encyclopedias in my childhood or early years. In fact, at home we did not have. But I lived not far from a small library, neighborhood library. And at primary school, they would ask us from time to time to do some kind of ricerche, some school level research. So I would go there and look for stuff, and there were encyclopedias indeed, but usually quite old, to be honest. So I would do some photocopies and copy paste them together. But sometimes I remember once in maybe middle school, so I must have been 12 or something like that. We had to make a research about South Africa, and I was doing this, but then things did not stick to with each other, because some encyclopedia was speaking about apartheid South Africa, and that was not really what was in reality anymore. And I had to understand what these Bantustans and these things, whether they still existed or not. And we had also, I remember our professor asked us to call from the public telephone booths, the embassies in Rome, and ask them to send us some information and materials about their countries. So I had some touristic leaflets about South Africa in what was it, late 90s, early 2000 maybe. And then I had these old encyclopedias speaking about Bantustans and things which really did not exist anymore. So I think in the past, when things were not so digital but more analogic, you really had sometimes anachronisms in real life. Today we don't really see that anymore because we can distinguish maybe easier what is today's reality and what is in the past. I feel a bit indeed a dinosaur to speak about things as if it was in my youth. But no, indeed, I mean, I think by that time we already had internet, especially at university, and the idea of encyclopedias was a bit of a thing of the past. But in fact, I think of course I knew what Wikipedia was. I started to really use it and to start to engage with it when I started to have an ADSL connection. That was when I was Erasmus in Sweden during my late university years. And then I could indeed spend a lot of time online and look up stuff and start to contribute and modify.
Iva, kollu sew. Ma qabel niġu għal-kontribuzzjonijiet u l-modifikazzjonijiet illi Davide beda jagħmel fil-Wikipedia, tal-anqas jien ngħid għalija. Il-mistoqsija li għandi hija imma b'liema lingwa kien qiegħed jopera. Tinsewx illi il-lingwa nattiva tiegħu hija Italjan. Imma din kienet il-lingwa illi biha beda jikkontribwixxi u jimmodifika il-Wikipedia.
I don't really recall. No, I think it was already English because I was already working. I mean, in those university years, most of the bibliography that I was using was already in English or even in French. So I was already working back then on the English side. But I think what I was doing, I don't really recall from where I started, what was my first Wikipedia article and this kind of things. But back then, the Italian language Wikipedia was also not so developed yet. Definitely, you could find much more material on the English one. So I was doing some translations. I was looking for more in-depth information on the English language pages and then on several other websites. It was still a bit of a pre-Facebook era, so where websites were static, in the sense they were not personalized and not social.
Well, Laura. X'wassal lil Davide biex jibda anka huwa jimmodifika il-Wikipedia bit-Taljan?
I have to say that I cannot really recall the details, but I think so. I think that I had a bit of the urge on the Italian language Wikipedia, seeing that there were some gaps and some things which were not really as straight as either I knew or I could read elsewhere. That gave me the urge to start editing in that sense.
U allura ngħid jien, Davide jiftakar x'kienu l-ewwel modifiki li jagħmel, x'kienu l-ewwel artikli li beda jmiss fil-Wikipedia bit-Taljan.
Not so clearly, I have to say, but I'm sure it had to do with where I was as an Erasmus student in Sweden. I must have edited some pages about that. I remember I edited pages about my neighborhood in Italy. And then I'm surely I edited pages about my university topics of assignment, including issues concerning the Balkans, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and things that I kept dealing with in the following years.
U issa, issa ximmotiva lil Davide biex jimmodifika u joħloq paġni fil-Wikipedia?
I try to look at what is available in the different languages. And to give an example, lately I've been working a bit on articles about, for instance, the history of Brussels and things like that. And sometimes on these kind of articles, you have something in the English version, something in the French version. They don't really collate with each other. So what I do is to try to put them together, to edit first one language version, then translate it in the second, and so on. So it's more of a of an organic process. I don't really distinguish between translating and editing. Yes, there are some articles which I have 100% translated from one language to the other, simply because they did not exist. But even in those cases, sometimes I had some additional sources in the secondary or minor language, if you want to call it, that then back translated into the English language one. And I was discussing this also as an issue when I was Wikipedia in residence, and also in some other initiatives that I've taken part of during the past few years, because there is a bit of a risk in the dependency from the English language Wikipedia. It also brings a certain, I wouldn't say neo-colonial, but a globalist approach, so that it reinforces the relevance and the importance of English language sources, which, as any other sources, have a certain bias, etc. So one of the interesting things of Wikipedia, I think, is the possibility to bring back to the English language version the sources, the information, and the richness which is available in the other languages, and make so that this information is available to the broader public.
U dan huwa preċiżament x'ġab lili u lil Davide flimkien. Davide u jiena iltqajna għax inħadnu din l-idea flimkien. Unżommu dejjem f'moħħna li l-Wikipedia hija enċiklopedija. U biex naħlaq ma' Davide, anka tlabtu jitkellem aktar dwar dan u dwar anka inizjattiva partikolari illi se jkollna ċans illi nisimaw u najdu aktar fil-ġimgħat u x-xhur illi ġejji.
So I think an important factor, an important perspective to keep on Wikipedia is indeed that to remind each other all the time that it's about writing an encyclopedia. And what do you look for on an encyclopedia? Sure, the quirky things, the small things, but also the very important things. And you look there because you know that it's reliable and you know that it summarizes all knowledge available in a way that is accessible and that it's updated. And then on a small language Wikipedia, like the Maltese language Wikipedia, this becomes an important challenge because as we have seen via the initiative of the Central Eastern European Spring, we can translate articles about very specific topics, about countries and towns and costumes and food, but then we still miss the very basic articles. An article about the concept of mathematics, about the concept of knowledge, an article about the country, Poland. We can have an article about the football team of one specific town, but we don't have an article about the country itself. And these basic articles, these vital articles, are indeed what constitute the trunk and the branches of the tree that the encyclopedia needs. And then you can add the leaves when you draw it, when you finalize the drawing, but you first need to have the solid basis on which to build up and to add all the small and quirky and nice things that people are interested in and that people like to work on. But there are also the very important ones which might be a bit more boring, might be a bit more difficult, but we need to provide, because that's what people will see and realize, yes, this is something solid, this is something reliable. I can look for it in Maltese language as well, and I can know that I can find something which I can trust.
Dan is-suġġett preċiż, indubjament, nerġgħu niġu għalih darb'oħra. Thank you. F'dawn il-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi rajna li hemm modi kif nimirħu lejn xtud oħra. Nimirħu lejn xtud oħra imma minx daqqiet insibu ruħna bejn sema u ilma. Unsibu ruħna bejn sema u ilma xi drabi għax anka ma nkunux nafu il fejn eżatt jinstabu dawk ix-xtud l-oħra. Għalkemm forsi qiegħed nitkellem u nuża kliem illi jfisser ħafna u ma jfisser xejn. Hawnhekk, qed fl-istess waqt naħseb dwar is-suġġett illi għażilt illi interraq lih illum f'din il-parti tal-vjaġġi enċiklopediċi tagħna. Permezz tal-Wikipedija, jiġifieri il-Wikipedia bil-Malti, se nara daqsxejn dwar lingwa partikolari ħafna illi affaxxinatni sa minn meta kont tifel żgħir. Ċert illi ħafna il-qegħdin jisimgħuni ngħid dan il-kliem bħalissa semgħu wkoll b'din il-lingwa. Però naf ukoll illi hemm diversi nies illi qatt ma semgħu biha. Apparti illi hemm nies illi jafu biha u oħrajn illi ma jafux biha, ċertament hemm ħafna aktar minn dawn iż-żewġ kategoriji f'daqqa illi aktar illi qatt ma semgħuha mitħatta sew din il-lingwa. Qed nirreferi għall-Esperanto. L-Esperanto huwa lingwa partikolari ħafna u allura naħseb illi ikun xira illi nfittxu l-artiklu enċiklopediku dwara propju fil-Wikipedia, il-Wikipedia bil-Malti kif għadna aktar kmini. Jekk però nibdew bl-artiklu dwar l-Esperanto il-insibu fil-verżjoni l-aktar marufa tal-Wikipedia, ġifieri dik bl-Ingliż, insibu li dan huwa artiklu twil ferm u dettaljat ma ngħidilkomx kemm. Insibu wkoll illi dan l-artiklu jeżisti prattikament biex ma ngħidux kompletament bil-lingwi kważi kollha jew tanqas dawk ewlenin tal-Wikipedia. Hemm qrib il-200 lingwa illi jeżisti biha dan l-artiklu. Fil-Wikipedia, il-Wikipedia bil-Malti, hemm dik il-linsejħula nebbieta. Nebbieta jiġifieri il-bidu ta' artiklu illi hemm fejn jista' jiġi żviluppat sostanzjalment dan, e f'dan il-każ naturalment jista' jiġi żviluppat sostanzjalment permezz ta' traduzzjoni. Jena sanajdilkom xem sissa f'din il-nebbieta. Din il-nebbieta hemm li l-Esperanto huwa l-iktar lingwa awżaljarja internazzjonali mitkellma madwar id-dinja. Jena l-lingwa nħolqot mill-oftalmologu Pollak L. Zamenhof fl-1887. Zamenhof l-ewwel iddiskriva din il-lingwa internazzjonali billi pubblika f'ħames lingwi taħt il-pseudonimu Doktoro Esperanto. Din il-kitba ħafna drabi kienet imlaqma bl-Esperanto bħala l-unwa libro, jiġifieri l-ewwel ktieb. Hawnhekk nitlobkom anka tiskużaw il-pronunzja tiegħi tal-Esperanto. Jiena bl-Esperanto ma nafx, però jidher ukoll l-intenzjoni tal-Esperanto hija li tkun lingwa illi hija mitħatta u miftema minn kulħadd kemm jista' jkun, anke jekk il-biċċa l-kbira minna la nafuha u żqannas ma nifhmuha. Il-kelma Esperanto, anke skont ma hu miktub f'din in-nebbieta fil-Wikipedija dwarha, titraduċi bl-Ingliż bħala wieħed li jittama. U allura naraw li hawnhekk hija xi ħaġa illi forsi ħolma hija xewqa illi din il-lingwa tiffjorixxi kif forsi jimmaġina anke Zamenhof. L-artiklu anke fin-nebbieta għandu dan il-kliem. L-an ta' Zamenhof kien il-joħloq lingwa faċli u flessibli illi servi bħala it-tieni lingwa universali biex trawwem il-paċi fid-dinja u l-arfien internazzjonali u biex tibni komunità ta' kellima. Għax huwa hemmhekk illi wieħed ma jistax ikollu lingwa mingħajr komunità. Il-komplement tal-nebbita il insibu fil-Wikipedia dwar l-Esperanto hija mimlija frażijiet sempliċi illi huma tradotti mbagħad għall-Esperanto. Sew bil-kidba li naraw hawnhekk anke fuq l-iskrin tagħna meta nħarsu lejn il-Wikipedia, kif ukoll hemm ukoll il-verżjoni audio tagħhom daw jiġifieri wieħed jista' jisma' recording żgħar illi hemm biex jara x'in hija l-pronunzja ta' dik il-kelma bl-Esperanto. In-nebbita tal-Wikipedia għall-Esperanto mbagħad tala permezz ta' lista piuttost twila ta' awturi li kitbu xogħlijiet bl-Esperanto. U dawn anke interessanti ħafna jinkludu traduzzjoni tal-Qur'an għall-Esperanto. Jina anke għax hawnhekk bil-Malti kull manna hija biss nebbieta sissa għall-artiklu tal-Esperanto, għażilt illi immur fuq ħolqa li hawnhekk dwar lingwa awżiljarji internazzjonali. Għax propjament dak huwa x'inhi din l-Esperanto hija lingwa awżiljarji. U hawnhekk meta nidħlu fuq l-artiklu dwar il-lingwa awżiljarji internazzjonali, insibu li hawn ftit dettalji mhux ħażin. Insibu illi din hija paġna illi tinstab ukoll fuq aktar minn 40 edizzjoni oħra tal-Wikipedia b'lingwi varji, naturalment hemm lingwi ewlenin tad-dinja u kif ukoll inkluż naturalment il-lingwi ewlenin Ewropej, u allura wieħed ma jiskantax wis illi dan l-artiklu jeżisti anke verżjoni tant tajba illi jispjega x'inhi hija il-lingwa awżiljarji internazzjonali anke lilin mill-Esperanto. Jina sanqralkom siltiet ħfief minn din il-paġna hawnhekk li nsibu fil-Wikipedia dwar il-lingwa awżiljarji internazzjonali anke biex nifhmu xi ftit aħjar x'inhu l-Esperanto. Lingwa awżiljarji internazzjonali, magħrufa wkoll bħala lingwa awżiljarji, fil-qosor IAL, illi huma wara kollox inizjali meħudin minn International Auxiliary Language bl-Ingliż, hija lingwa maħluqa għall-komunikazzjoni bejn nies ta' nazzjonijiet differenti illi m'għandhomx l-istess lingwa, jiena biex tiġi mitkellma bħala t-tieni lingwa ta' għajnuna komunikattiva internazzjonali. Għalkemm din hija idea antika ħafna, li IAL titqies għall-ewwel darba fuq il-bażi teoretika serja minn lingwisti Edward Sapir u Otto Jespersen. Dan kien fil-bidu tas-seklu li għadda. Hawnhekk hekk miktub fil-Wikipedia u għandini fehm jien illi jkun aktar preċiż jekk wieħed jgħid illi dan kien fil-bidu tas-seklu 20, allura għandini fehm jien jekk kien huwa s-seklu li għadda jew kellha kien is-seklu 19. Imma hawn huwa fejn ikun hemm bżonn anke allura aktar preċiżjoni u fejn wieħed ma jiddejjax illi jimmodifika anke paġna tal-Wikipedia jekk ikun jaf it-tarif preċiż u eżatt illi għandu jkun hemm flok dak illi qed jidher. Ikomlu b'dak li għaw għawnek miktub, jienat illi b'mod speċjali l-sibijiet ta' Sapir għadhom siewja sal-lum. L-argumenti ta' filosofija kostruttiva ikomplu jisaħħu dawn is-sibijiet. Dan l-artiklu jagħmel enfasi fuq ir-rwol tal-kreattività fil-lingwa konxja. Fl-istess waqt, irid jingħad li minħabba l-kumplessità tal-lingwa, il-lingwisti saru joqogħdu ħafna aktar attenti li ma jagħmlux dikjerazzjonijiet daqshekk ġenerali. Fil-fatt, ħafna kliem użat huwa problematiku, per eżempju, għad m'hemmx definizzjoni ċara fuq x'inhi sempliċità u loġika fil-lingwa. L-ewwel parti ta' dan l-artiklu mbagħad jittratta il-bażi teoretika. It-tieni parti, li għada fil-fatt trid titlesta anka minn dan l-artiklu, tagħti lista ta' lingwi artifiċjali illi sosnu l-istatut ta' l-IAL. It-taqsima tal-bażi teoretika għandha wkoll diversi sottotaqsimiet fiha. Waħni bda billi naqralkom l-ewwel waħda minnodlaw, illi hija msejħa relattività lingwistika, il-lingwa u l-ħsieb. Skont sabir, il-lingwa hija l-kapaċità mentali illi torna u tistruttura. L-ammont kbir ta' esperjenzi li ngħaddu minnhom kif ukoll il-kapaċità li ssawar il-kunċetti u tihom forma konkreta f'tifsir. Fil-qosor, il-lingwa hija kapaċità mentali illi tagħmel possibbli il-ħsieb. Din l-idea għandha l-bidu tagħha fil-filosofija ta' Wilhelm von Humboldt. Il-lingwa hija organu illi isawwar il-ħsieb insibu f'ktiebu pubblikat fl-1969 propju fuq paġna 190 tiegħu dawn. Jiktiedu taraw ir-referenza u anka l-komplement tar-referenzi li hemm jiena ħeġġixkom li tmorru direttament fuq il-Wikipedia naturalment. Issa anke stabbilejna illi referenzi ħafna drabi huma l-aħjar ħaġa li hemm fil-Wikipedia għal min irid aktar forsi minn sempliċi artiklu enċiklopediku. Come trajt, sempliċi artiklu enċiklopediku ninduna li dinija frazi relativament ridikola. Ma ħalli nkompli naqra hawnhekk. Fil-fatt, l-idea għandha similitajiet kbar mal-prinċipji tar-relattività lingwistika, illi jsostnu relazzjoni intima bejn il-kategoriji lingwistiċi u l-ħsieb fuq il-livell ta' kull lingwa. Individwi jaħsbu fl-istrutturi, jiġifieri fil-grammatika tal-lingwi tagħhom. Din ir-relazzjoni bejn il-lingwa u l-ħsieb dwar il-fatt illi l-kategoriji imposti mil-lingwa jikkanalizzaw u jistrutturaw il-ħsieb hija magħrufa bħala l-ipotesi ta' Sapir u Wolf. Jiena hawnhekk nieqaf naqra u fil-verità sa nkompli anka inħallikom tisimgħu lil ħadd ieħor jaqra bl-Esperanto, jitħaddet bl-Esperanto. Hekk intom tistgħu anke tisimgħu il-ħoss ta' din il-lingwa.
La somero jam finiĝis. Mi esperas ke vi bone fartis dum Esperanto renkontiĝoj. Mi mem uzis pasportan servon por iomete vojaĝi al novaj lokoj kaj renkonti novajn kaj malnovajn amikojn en Francio. Ankaŭ ĉi tie mi deziras tre danki al miaj gastigantoj la bonegan spertojn. Do, la novaĵo rilate al la bona renkontiĝo estas, ke sur la retejo, sub la epizodoj nun vi jam povas komenti. Vi tute ne bezonas registri por povi skribi demandojn, petojn aŭ klarigojn sub la epizodoj. La alia novaĵo estas, ke nun ni jam ankaŭ havas Facebook paĝon. Multo da vi petis, ke ni starigu ĝin, do se vi enskribas la bona renkontiĝo aŭ laboren podcasto, tiam vi tuj povos trovi ĝin.
Dan klimen li edin tisimaw uwa l-Esperanto. L-Esperanto ija il-lingwa mill-aktar interessanti kolli najt illi aktar ma nifimiex mill-li nifima. Ima il-raġuni waħda sempliċi li dini għal-lingwa li jena.
Unu estas kiam vi ancora unu serċas ejojn en la urbo aŭ regiono kaj vi vizitas plurajn lokojn por kompari ilin. La alia afero estas kiam vi jam elektis ejon kaj
thank you. U b'dik il-ħarsa lejn il-lingwa awżiljari internazzjonali l-Esperanto mill-Wikipedia bil-Malti, għana ġejna f'tmim tas-seba' programm fis-sensiela ta' vjaġġi enċiklopediċi flimkien miegħi Tony Sant. Jina nirringrazzja lill-mistieden illi kellna llum illi kien Davide Detti minn fost oħrajn il-Wikimedia Community Malta. Jekk tridu ssiru tafu aktar dwar il-Wikimedia Community Malta, tistgħu żuru is-sit tagħhom fuq www.wikimalta.org jew issibuhom ukoll fil-Facebook fost mezzi oħra ta' komunikazzjoni online. Jiena nagħmel appuntament magħkom għal vjaġġ enċiklopediku ieħor darb'oħra, fl-istess post u fl-istess ħin. Sakemm nerġgħu niltaqgħu dakinhar, nawguralkom is-saħħa. Vjaġġi enċiklopedici huwa produzzjoni tal-M3P Foundation għal Campus FM. Dan il-programm jixxandar fuq dan l-istazzjon nhar tat-tlieta fl-erba' u nofsta wara nofsinhar, prevedizzjoni l-ħamis fit-tlieta ta' wara nofsinhar.